FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A rogue marker is being blamed for leaking answers to an English SATs test online hours before 10 and 11-year-olds in England were due to sit the exam. It's still going ahead as officials investigate how it ended up on a password-protected website. Shadow Education Secretary Lucy Powell thinks the fiasco poses questions for the government.
Can they be 100% sure that this test is valid and therefore that all schools are held to account on these results of the test today, given that there's been such a massive security breach of the test?
KMFM News.
Police investigating reports of a man in a car with a samurai sword in Whitstable have made an arrest. Officers were called to Gladstone Road yesterday afternoon. A 37-year-old is in custody after being arrested at a flat in Folkestone on suspicion of possessing an offensive weapon. The family of a couple covered in boiling water during a burglary at their home near Sevenoaks have described the attack as outrageous. Kieran has the latest for KMFM.
Well, the husband and wife, who were in their 60s, were tied up and also threatened with knives during the two-hour ordeal at the property in Horsted a fortnight ago. They've both suffered serious burns described as life-changing. The victims don't want to be named to try and protect the rest of their family, but in a statement, the man's brother has said they are just ordinary family people. Why would anyone want to do anything like this? Police are still hunting three men who took cash.
A 56-year-old man's died and at least three others have been injured in a knife attack at a train station in Germany. It happened near Munich and a 27-year-old suspect is now in police custody. It's claimed the man shouted Arabic for God is great when he carried out the attack.
KMFM News.
A former Dover prison officer who carried out a sex attack on a schoolgirl 35 years ago has been jailed. A court heard how Terence Clark tried to blame his victim for what he did, but a court found him guilty of indecent assault. The 74-year-old from Suffolk has been sentenced to 18 months behind bars. British detectives say they believe someone on the Greek island of Kos has information about the disappearance of a toddler back in 1991. Officers from South Yorkshire have flown out to search for Ben Needham from Sheffield. Detective Inspector John Cousins explains exactly what they're doing.
We've been appealing this morning to the people of Kos for anybody with any information whatsoever of the events leading up to the day that Ben disappeared, the day itself, and obviously the subsequent days, weeks and years after that. We're also being appealing to anybody who believes that they might actually be Ben.
A reward of nearly £10,000 is being offered for information which helps find him. His mum, Kerry, says she'll never give up hope.
We know that Ben is alive. He's out there somewhere. It's just a matter of finding the right people to come forward with that vital information.
The body of a man found dead on a Kent beach has now been identified. Police were called to the scene at Sunny Sands in Folkestone around 10:30 yesterday morning. The death of the man, who was in his 50s and from the town, is not being treated as suspicious. His next of kin have been told.
KMFM News.
A reconstruction of the 2013 Sheppey Crossing crash will feature in a documentary on TV tonight. More than 100 vehicles were involved in the smash during thick fog and dozens of people were injured. The programme will try and show how emergency crews dealt with it. Chris Thompson from Kent Fire and Rescue has been involved.
What we've tried to do is simulate as much of the positioning cars as possible. I've spoken to the watch manager that was on duty on the day. I've tried to reconstruct what he saw, what he dealt with.
And the X Factor needs three new judges after Risa Ora announced she's also quitting the show. It means Simon Cowell is the only member of the panel left from last year's lineup.
KMFM Sports.
Football and Manchester United have a chance of moving into the Champions League qualification places tonight if they can beat West Ham. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Manchester United know a win would see them jump into the Premier League's top four with just a game to go. Boss Louis van Gaal hopes their opponents can enjoy their final game at Upton Park before their move to the Olympic Stadium, but he also wants to win.
We have a lot of respect for West Ham United. It's, I think it's an historical big club in England, in the Premier League. So we don't want to spoil the party, but we need the 3 points.
Kick-off tonight's at 7:45. Meantime, Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson says he's feeling good about his chances of being fit for Euro 2016. The midfielder's still trying to recover from a knee injury before this summer's tournament in France. England manager Roy Hodgson announces his squad for the competition on Thursday. And in cricket, bad weather means there's been a delay to the start of the third day of Kent's championship game against Gloucestershire at Canterbury. When play does resume, the home side are on 304 for 3 in their first innings after the visitors made 337.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.